But we have found that, we found what may be pens or corrals in the Bataille settlements. And not too long ago, a new approach was used to find out if the Bataille people were keeping horses. Soil samples from these pens or corrals showed 10 times the concentration of phosphorus.
Phosphorus?
Yes. Phosphorus is a very significant indicator that horses, large numbers of horses, were being kept in those settlements. You see, horse manure, a horse waste, is rich in phosphorus and also nitrogen compared to normal soil. But nitrogen is an unstable element. It can be washed out when it rains or it can be released to the atmosphere, whereas phosphorus combines with calcium and iron and can be preserved in the soil for thousands of years. The soil from the Bataille settlement sites was found to have high concentrations of phosphorus and low nitrogen concentrations, which is important since it suggests that what we've got is really old, not something added to the soil more recently.
Wait, so if horses had been there recently, there'd still be lots of nitrogen in the soil.
That's right. Yes, Karen.
I just read an article. It said that one way to determine if there was an ancient fireplace at an archaeological site was to check the soil for phosphorus. So couldn't the phosphorus at the Bataille sites just be from the frequent use of fireplaces?
You are absolutely right. However, when a fireplace leaves behind a lot of phosphorus in the soil, we also find an unusually high concentration of potassium. But the soil at the Bataille settlements, it was found with relatively little potassium, which makes it far more likely that the phosphorus came from horses. Okay? Now, later on, people of the same region, northern Kazakhstan, started raising sheep and cattle. And that led to a more nomadic culture, since sheep and cattle can't survive harsh climates. And they needed to be taken south every winter. Moving around meant working harder, but the trade-off was far richer, fattier milk year-round and warm clothing from the sheep.